Good morning. You listen to FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Hector Narvaez, the Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing for the Iris Group's USA operations, which includes Stone Peak. Hector, how you doing?
Good morning, Kemp. Doing great.
Yeah, I was just with you. Let's go run through that real quick. I saw you at Coverings in April, and then I saw you in June at Design Week in Chicago. Need to mention, you have a beautiful showroom that's, you know, just 6 blocks from the Mart north, not over at Fulton Market. And I got to see that firsthand, and it's around the corner from your offices. So I saw you there. And then just saw you yesterday when we were at the Flooring Sustainability Summit in D.C. Why don't we start with that? What are some of your key takeaways from that meeting?
I got to say, I am not the authority on sustainability. So I am also trying to learn myself on behalf of Stone Peak, but this is the second year of this Flooring Sustainability Summit. Last year, I walked away, I think, more confused than when I walked in. But this second year, I really feel like and that's the purpose of the summit, but I really feel like the industry is starting to come together, trying to decide on common goals and common sustainability issues that are important to the specification community, for the building owners, and at the end, for us, manufacturers of flooring. It was a pretty intense 2 days. You were there. I would say that I do come out of this one feeling a little bit better, that we're trying to come to some commonality on what is important, because there's a lot of important things in the big word, you know, sustainability and green. But as manufacturers, we really need to be careful as to what truly we can, especially as a porcelain manufacturer, to understand what is really important, what really makes a difference, what are the specifying community and building owners embracing. And I came out with understanding that specifying community is really coming together to understand and embrace the same issues. And then we can discuss that a little bit further in more detail.
Yeah. So let me just give a lay of the land to the listeners. This event attracted around 200 people. The host, got to give him credit. I mean, Bill Greasy is not only the deputy director of the Tile Council of North America, but also the chairman of this event, second year running. He does a great job. He ran a couple of the panels. And his opening keynotes, he had Corey Claiborne with the AIA and Peter Templeton with the USGBC, the Green Building Council, who's responsible for LEED. I mean, we started out with, like you say, almost information overload. It was held at the Mayflower, which was a hotel that was built in the mid-1800s. We were laughing at the railings on the mezzanine level because, you know, when that hotel was built, the waist level of the average man was about 24 inches, and now those railings aren't very high. But anyway, and then the second day, it was at the U.S. Capitol Visitor Center, which is quite a venue. I mean, we had designers from Gensler, Smith Group, Perkins & Will, Canon Design, HOK. I'm sure I've missed a few. And then we had all of the certification bodies there represented. Pretty talented group of people talking to us, right?
Absolutely. And then when you say designers of those major architectural firms, I mean, these are the head designers that are really setting policy within their companies.
So this was also a great venue to give an award to Ray Anderson posthumously.
Absolutely. I got to say, you know, you did a fantastic job making the award and honoring his grandson. I don't know the other gentleman, but I think he's one of the executives at Interphase. But yeah, that was amazing. That was very touching.
And then Senator Hagerty, who's the U.S. Senator from Tennessee, came and spoke to the group briefly. And the day before, you had a more intimate meeting with him, right?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I've spent a few days and trips to D.C. in the last 12 months. And it's no secret that the Coalition of Tile Manufacturers have had a suit against India unfair trade practices. And that has brought us to, you know, very close to our congressmen and senators in D.C. Of course, as the manufacturing ceramic tile companies like ourselves, like Stone Peak, based in Tennessee, we're getting a lot closer to our state senators as well, and had basically one-on-one discussion with Senator Hagerty to really look at our case. And the next day, when we were in the auditorium with 150 50 plus people, Senator Hagerty came to address us. It was a surprise visit to let us know how important, you know, the efforts that we're taking on sustainability are looked at, you know, in the community at DC. And I had a chance to, you know, really, let's say, give us a pep talk.
I think that Senator Hagerty is planning on helping get the Department of Commerce take a look at this thing from India again. So that's good news as well. So let's talk about the fact that you're a sponsor and you actually had a tabletop booth with some of your core messages. Iris Group is not just showing up at this meeting, but you know they're helping to put this meeting on, right?
Absolutely. We voted that we were in favor of sponsoring it, and now the second year, and we've also, by the way, have a third year coming, the same dates next year in 2026. And I'm sure that Stone People will be part of that. For us, our ownership, the Minozzi family, sustainability is truly in their DNA and thus in the DNA of our company. And it's not a term that we take lightly and we always want to be part of it. There's examples of Mr. Minozzi back in the 60s setting in the middle of Bologna, you know, setting a stage where, you know, he was already professing that ecology equals economy and how we need to be careful about, you know, our world. I imagine in the early 60s in the middle of Italy when cars had consuming so much gasoline, it wasn't as popular, but it's because it truly is built into the DNA of our founders and into our company. And then we've had examples of our company going out there on a limb, building the very first, the world's first hydrogen-powered kiln. Pretty sure we'll never see a return on our investment, but it's not because of, you know, we're doing it for a lower cost of production. We're doing it because we really truly believe that there has to be another way of firing kilns that is not consuming so much natural gas. And then we've also have introduced a sustainable way of installing tile that, you know, one of the buzzwords around this summit was circularity. And for ceramic tile, that it's really intended to last 100 years. 75 years minimum, building owners are trying to really get out of something, a retail shop in 7 years. Well, maybe, you know, we have to find solutions. So, you know, the Iris Ceramica Group, Stone Peak, we have a solution in this magnetic installation system called Attract, in which you can install it. And, you know, within X amount of time, you can really deconstruct it, take it up and reuse it. While it's really just taking off, we're, I think, a year and a half into this business. We've done already, you know, some major installations, including, you know, some of the major fashion houses doing their runway shows in Milan and other things. But, you know, it's a small way that our company is looking out, not just, you know, to cut costs, but the opposite is to build something that's a solution for a more sustainable world.
You know, it was enlightening to hear that panel of the principals at these design firms talk about how much sustainability is a factor in the materials they choose when they're designing a project. So it was good for everybody in the audience to hear that news. We're about to run out of time. I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, been talking to Hector Narvaez, the EVP of Sales and Marketing with the Iris Group, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.